With the Capitol Report, I'm Matt Coates. Just days after the legislature overrode his veto of the sick leave bill, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has issued an executive order creating the Office of Small Business Regulatory Assistance. Hogan says it will help businesses comply with the new law, which requires many more employers to let workers earn paid sick leave.
The governor says his administration is committed to providing paid sick leave benefits to workers without crushing small mom-and-pop businesses and killing thousands of jobs. His order follows widespread calls by legislators to fix what some say are serious flaws in House Bill 1 and delay its effective date by 90 days. The General Assembly has 50 days to consent or pass a resolution of disapproval. The governor is also urging lawmakers to support his compromise bill and a small business tax relief credit that will help with compliance costs. I'm Jill Powell.
Two Democratic legislators are introducing a bill to raise Maryland's minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2023. They say no one working full-time should live in poverty. This is the Maryland News Network.
At your local CVS pharmacy, we want to make your life easier so you can focus on feeling good and saving time and money. This week only, save big on all the essentials. There are over $350 in extra bucks in this week's ad. Plus, earn $5 in extra bucks when you spend $20 on any Tide, Bounty, or Puffs products. Restrictions apply. See circular or cvs.com/weeklyad for details. Feel good, save money at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.